Have you noticed how unusual some of the names of the London Underground are? This is because the London Underground system is the oldest in the world, and many stations take their names from buildings and places that no longer exist. Work on building the London Underground Railway began in 1860. It was a difficult and slow process. A large trench had to be dug along the streets, requiring the destruction of many buildings and homes. The railroad and brickwork were constructed on the sides of the trench, and girders, or a brick arch, were built to form a roof. Finally, the roadway was restored on top. When the railway finally opened in January 1863, wooden carriages were hauled by steam locomotives, which burned coke and coal. Today, London Underground trains run on electricity, but because the system is so old, many stations have names that now seem mysterious or enigmatic. Here are five of the most interesting. Canary Wharf. This 19-year-old station takes its name from a warehouse on the West India docks in the Thames, but it's nothing to do with yellow birds. The dock was built for the Mediterranean and Canary Islands fruit trade, and the Canary Islands in turn are actually named after dogs that once filled this archipelago located off the coast of northwest Africa. Elephant and Castle. There is a romantic idea that Elephant and Castle comes from La Infanta de Castilla and refers to a Spanish princess. This is just folk history. In fact, it comes from an inn of the same name frequented by members of the Cutler's Company, medieval craftsmen who made swords and knives. Their emblem included an elephant, probably a reference to the ivory they used for the handles. Maida Vale. This name has nothing to do with maidens and green valleys. Maida is a town in Calabria, Italy, that became famous when the English defeated Napoleon's allies in an 1806 battle. A pub called the Hero of Maida and named in honour of the battle has now disappeared, but in 1915 it gave its name to this station on the Paddington Line. Piccadilly Circus. Forget strong men and acrobats. A circus is another name for a round junction where several streets meet. Piccadilly, on the other hand, refers to a picadille, a large ruffled collar, fashionable in the late 16th and early 17th centuries. The famous London tailor, Robert Baker, made his fortune and paid for the construction of his grand house here in 1611. Many people ironically called his house Piccadilly Hall, and the name stayed when the underground station was opened in 1906. Tooting Bec. One of the most amusing tube station names is Tooting Bec. Bec comes from Bec Abbey in Normandy, which owned this land after the Norman conquest. However, if tooting makes you think of cars honking their horns, think again. In the 5th century, the Anglo-Saxons conquered Britain and transformed its society and its language. Paddington comes from the Old English word for the farm belonging to Padda or his clan. Similarly, Tooting, the place where Totter's people lived, Totter being a local Anglo-Saxon chieftain. The Tube. The nickname The Tube is quite strange in itself. It came into use in 1900 when the Central Line was built. This line, which had distinctive cylindrical tunnels and a flat fare of 2 pence per journey, came to be known as the Twopenny Tube, a name that caught on to describe the entire system. The 2 penny fare did not last long, of course. Today, the London Underground has more than 250 miles of track that connects some 270 stations, and a single ticket for zones 1 to 3 costs £4.90. That is why many of the 1 billion passengers that travel on the tube every year use a rechargeable travel card or a bank card to make their trip. This cuts £2 off the cost of their journey and contributes to less traffic and a healthier London environment.